And as Jesus was setting out on his journey, I ran up and knelt before you and asked you, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And you, Jesus, said to me, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And I said to you, Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth. And you, looking at me, loved me, and said to me, You lack one thing, go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. In this story, we learn that creature excellence, and earthly possessions, however right in their place, not only can give no entrance into the kingdom of God, but may be a real barrier to blessing. The natural man, even at his best, has no sense of its need of Christ, and no true recognition of the glory of Christ. There was much that was excellent in this rich young man. He was full of youthful ardor and enthusiasm, for he came running. He realized the superiority of Christ, for he reverently kneeled before him, showing his earnestness and sincerity. He was desirous to do right, for he asks, What shall I do? He wanted to know what to do. Externally, his character was excellent. He had not been depraved by the indulgence of sin. He had kept the outward law. Jesus saw much that was attractive in his character. Jesus felt love for him. He was amiable and well-disposed and ready to learn what he had to do. He had witnessed the excellence of the life and works of Jesus, and his heart was touched at what he had seen. Yet all this national excellence left him without any true appreciation of the person and glory of Christ, or any true sense of the state and need of his own heart. He saw that Jesus was an unusual prophet or man of God. But he could not discern the glory of his person as the Son of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit had not given him the eyes to see the supernatural. He was impressed with Jesus, but he was still a man of the world. Nature, however excellent, cannot discern God is Christ. Only the indwelling Holy Spirit gives us this knowledge when a person is reborn. So the Lord can say to Peter, on another occasion, Blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but only my Father which is in heaven. The Lord, taking the young man up on his own ground, will not admit that man is good, so he says, There is no one good but one, that is, God. Christ, indeed, was good, out he was God. He was always God, and God became man without ceasing to be, or being able to cease being God.